Of the trade at my disposal, because I was disposing of them. I was sick of the trade, horology. So down the chute they went. Dispersed. I clapped my hands swishily in a dismissive goodbye, and I went back to the tent in my living room. Well, my parents' living room. Mum and Dad had both been dead about 60 minutes between them, and all the windows in the living room had got broken when I had to break them to get in. So the tent was a measure against the cold and the carnage. Pop-up, it went up beautifully in under 8, down from 12 seconds the last time. That's Andean engineering for you. Before going into the tent, I defecated into my hand and slipped the firm stool into my father's mouth, where it extruded proudly like a Cuban cigar. Then I did a wee in my other hand and went over and smoothed it through my dead mother's hair, which glistened silkily in the frenzied flashing of the fairy lights. I wiped my hands on the table runner and zipped myself into the tent to compose an apology to the firm. Sick. sick of it all. Sick for the next 60 years. Horology. Ew. My dad will send a doctor's note in the morning. Good day. Christmas Day. Saviour's Day. Day of the dung heap. Goodbye. I cocooned the laptop in parcel tape, tucked it under my pillow, down 7 Xanax and hit A. Insignia masking tapes to my windbreaker. Marion, this is the last time you do this. And last time was underlined. Twice. Sorry in advance. I thought the clocks had gone back. Also, I'm off sick. Sick of it all. Sick for the next 60 years. Horology. Ugh. My dad will send a doctor's note in the morning. Good day. Christmas Day. Saviour's Day. Day of the dung heap. Goodbye. Cumbrian spring water.